Narayana. with cheerful eyes,
with cheerful eyes.
Farina,
Farina,
with his voice,
with his voice.
Ushai,
Ushai,
very loudly,
very loudly.
Ajahava, he called, Atulindriya,
Atulindriya,
being full of anxiety,
being full of anxiety.
At the time of death, Ajamil saw three awkward persons, very fearsome in appearance, with ropes in their hands. They had twisted faces and deformed bodily features, and their hair stood on end. They had come to take Ajamil away to the shelter of Yamaraj. Ajamil became extremely bewildered when he saw them. His small child, Narayana, was playing a little distance off, and with tearful eyes and great anxiety, he called the name of his son very loudly, three times, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana.
He said three times?
He said it in manuscript.
Hmm?
He said manuscript said three times.
Who's that in the manuscript? That is not three times. Not now, three times. Fine. Oh, Nara, yes. Oh, did I say three times? Hmm? It is not said here. Should correct. Once. Hey, oh Nara. There is no reason, love. Calling three times. There is no mention. Once he said it. Sapasa hasyam sin drishtva purushanati dharvan vakratan tunyan anuchharumna ulchanumna atmanam nekumagata dure kri naka satyam putram narayana havam pradithena sarupena uchai rajva uchai rajva. Very large, Narayan. That's all. Uchaya Juhavo Akunandri. So you edited it? Not yet? So you just keep at least what is there. So, this is the position. At the time of death, sometimes you find the dying man is crying, Akulendriya, tearful eyes. You cannot express, it's not practice. But he was given the chance, prescribing the content. And the child was born to give his name Narayan. This is Krishna's mercy. That this rascal was my devotee, and now he is so fallen. All right, he attracted his children. So he gave the contents. Now keep your son's name Narayan. Sarvasvacham Ridhishan Nivish. Prashka is situated in everyone's heart. Mattas Natigyanam Apohanaj. Prashka says, from me, everything, remembrance and forgetfulness come. Those who want to forget Prashka, Krishna helps him to forget. All right, he forgets. He does not give, he does not dictate. And one who is foolishly in bad association, unfortunately forgets Krishna, then Krishna gives him chance. Offenders are very nuisance. Krishna, too much offender, purposefully, Guru Vaishnava, his position is very big. But by chance, if one forgets Krishna, Krishna does not forget. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, we say, Kapitesu Gudasaram Bhajati Mamanandava Sadhuriva Samantam Sammak Bhagavati. Practice, we are practiced to so many bad habits, life after life in this material condition. Sometimes one is engaged in devotional service to the Lord. Me, on account of old practice, becomes some simple activity. Krishna forgives him. He knows that he is sincere. But on account of his old practice, he has done something instead. There is a verse, sapadamulam bhajatam priyas. Somehow or other you become recognized by Krishna, priya. Krishna may know that he is sincerely trying to do something. For Krishna does not require your service and my service. He is self-service. If we render service, that is good for us. Krishna is recognized, now he has again begun service. That's not. So to such person, Krishna excuses. Sapadamuram bhajatam priyas. That verse, now I forget, there is a verse like. So the Ojami, young man, on account of association with a prostitute, he lost his good character, and began to maintain the prostitute by stealing, by cheating, one after another. So, by mistake, or on account of the age, he became captivated by the prostitute. So Krishna was watching. Therefore, he gave him this chance that on account of his affection towards the child, he will at least repeat Narayan, 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 come, Narayan, take your food, Narayan, sit down. The bhavagrahi janardana, Krishna is so kind, he takes the purpose or the essence, because the holy name has its effect. So although this Ajami, by his foolishness, he was attached to the material body of the sun, but because he was chanting Narayana, Krishna was taking that essence. Somewhere or other he is chanting. The importance of chanting is so nice. So do not give up chanting. Then Krishna will protect you. This is the example. Hare Krishna, you practice. Naturally, when you are in danger, he will say, Hare Krishna. This must do. If you practice to do something, chant Hare Krishna, then you are safe. play this Nati Guitar. Sincerely chant. Try to avoid offense. Don't try to fall down purposefully for sense gratification. That is very dangerous. See, purposefully he did not fall down. Circumstance. Came in contact with a prostitute, could not help him. So circumstantially he fell down. Not by willing. This to be noted. Willingly doing, that is very great offense. But circumstantially, there is every chance, because we have fallen and practiced to man practices life after life, because material life means simple life. You see, your whole people, they do not care. They do not know even this is simple. We say, no illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication, and no gambling. So Western people will think, what is this nonsense? These are the preliminary facilities for a human being, and this man is denying. They do not know it. Some of our students left this institution. They thought that Swamiji is denying the primary necessity of life. They are so dull that they cannot understand this is Hindu. Not only ordinary common man, even the big man, Lord Jetland in England. So, one of my godfathers went to preach, and Lord Jetland, Marquis of Jetland, he was known as Lord Runanse. He was governor of Bengal. In our college days, he came to us for his Scotsman. A very gentle man, and inclined to philosophy. So, he asked this God brother, can you make me Brahman? So, he proposed, yes, why not? You follow these rules and regulations, you'll become Brahman. So, when he heard the rules and regulations, no illicit sex, no meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication, he said, oh, it's impossible. It's not possible. In fact, he refused. In our country, it is not possible. It is very difficult job. But if one is able to give up these sinful activities, then his life is very pure. He becomes purified. And unless one is purified, he cannot chant Hare Krishna, neither he can understand Krishna consciousness. Jisham tu antukatam papam, jananam punna karmanam, te ganda mahanin mukta bhajan sivam. This Krishna says, one who has ended the process of sinful activities, and engaged in pious activities. Such person can become a pious devotee. So these four principles, as we have recommended, you must follow. There is no question of optional. I may do it, I may not. No. You must. Otherwise, the progress will be checked. Krishna will not leave you. That's like the other. The progress was checked, but because he did not do it willfully, therefore Krishna was giving him opportunity. As soon as possible, again, capture. Because he did not do anything with, first of all, this is the condition. Circumstance. Lack of his knowledge, very bad. He gave him this chance. Call him. You are like a chant for your son, all right, chant Narayana by calling yourself. This opportunity. So, for his sinful activities, he saw fearful features of his order carriers as well. That is going on. If one is not offended, then he has no chance even to see the jungle. But because willfully or non-willfully he was engaged in sinful activities, associating the prostitute, and for maintaining the prostitute, he was planning so many sinful activities, cheat and take others' money in India. For that reason, he had to see. And if he remains pure, he hasn't got to see. This is the difference. So, regular resultant action of sinful life, one has to. That's like Yudhishthira Maharaj. Yudhishthira Maharaj was advised by Krishna that you go to Dronacharya and tell him these lies. What is that? They would tell him that your son Ashwatthama is dead. Because Dronacharya had some benediction that unless he's shocked by the death of his son, he'll never die. So Krishna had to take this diplomacy because it is quality. So Krishna, because Dronacharya will not believe anyone, he knew that Maharaj Yudhishthira is the most pious man, he never tells lies. So he, Maharaj Yudhishthira, goes and says that your son is dead. Then he'll be. Otherwise Krishna could have gone personally. But he know that people do not believe him. It's very tricky. Therefore, no tricky man can excel in. A man may be very tricky, very intelligent, but he will not be able to excel Krishna. He is more tricky. Just like in his childhood, Krishna was naughty, the mother wanted to bind him. So Krishna also became tricky. Mother, first of all, brought some rope and bound, and when it was to be knotted, it was soft. And then again, she joined another rope. In this way, whatever rope store she had, she brought one after another, and at last, when knotting, it is too, what is called? Short. So, see, Krishna thought, mother, nobody can bind me, and because I accepted to become your child, you are trying to bind me? All right, you bring your all loaves. You'll never be able to bind me. This is this. But Mother Yashoda is the greatest devotee. So when Krishna saw that my mother is now exhausted, perspiring, all that you can mind. This is the action in Krishna. So, jeja dhamam prapadlante, tam sasayu avajam. If you want to play tricks with Krishna, Krishna is a greater thing. You'll never be able. That is our mistake. That we think that I am so intelligent, I can do something without the knowledge of Krishna. That is our position. Krishna says, sarvasvata amaridhisarni vishta. I am sitting in everyone's heart. How you can cheat it? Is not possible. Don't try to cheat Krishna. Don't try to cheat Guru, don't try to cheat Krishna. Then your progress is Guru Krishna Kripaya Paya Bhakti Ratavi. You are saying Devi. Sri Guru Sadhana. What is that? Sri Guru? Guru Mukha Padma. Hittite Kodhya. Don't try to change Guru. Then progress will be checked. Ācārya māna vijānyā nāma manne sakari vichī nāvaktā buddhyā asvīyeta sadhudīva mayā guru. Ācārya māna vijānyā, Krishna says, ācārya māna nāma manne sakari vichī. Do not try to neglect. Nāvaktā buddhyā asvīyeta. Do not consider Acharya, spiritual master, as ordinary human being and become envious. These things are world. Acharya māna vijānyā nāma manne sakari vichī nāvaktā buddhyā asvīyeta. Familiarity based concept. That is not good. Similarly, because by the mercy of Acharya, by the mercy of Guru, you get Krishna. You sing this. Krishna Papti Jaha Hari Krishna. Krishna Papti Hai Jaha Hari Krishna. What is that? Rangan? No, what is that Bengali language? Cannot you are saying in Delhi? Abhidya Vinasa Jati Krishna Prasthi Hai. So these are the things. Abhidya Vinasa Jati. Abhidya means ignorance. We are full of ignorance. So, Guru's duty is to open the eyes. And by opening your eyes, he will give you Krishna. this is the process, so you should be very much careful not to cheat Krishna, not to cheat Guru, become very sincere and follow. Then it is there. Guru Krishna Kripaya Paya Bhakti Lata Bhi. Two things require. You cannot jump over Krishna neglecting Krishna, Guru. Then it is finished. If you want to jump over Krishna without favor of the Guru, Krishna is not so easy. So, these things should be very carefully observed. No offense. Sincerely follow, then Krishna will protect and your progress in Krishna consciousness to go back to home, back to Godhead, will be assured, ensured. So these man circumstances is fell down. So Krishna is saving him. Krishna is saving him and he will save himself in the following path. Thank you very much. Thank you.